This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise BizBytes. My name is Rich Bradbury, and I'm joined in the studio by
Christine Wong.
Arvind Viraj.
We started off today's show with a story about digital well-being, and there's a simple way that Apple and Google could fix notifications because you know, these kind of smartphone devices are harming people's sleep quality, distracting them from non-digital activities. You might call that, you know, socializing, I suppose, one way or another.
Yeah.
Asking you guys to feedback, let us know how you deal with an awful lot of notifications. Do you get too many? Are they distracting? Let us know. 018-789-8899 is the WhatsApp number, or you can get us on Twitter and Instagram at BFM Radio. Moving on to story number two. excuse me. Frog in my throat. A story from Twitter about how they're saying we can't fix verification right now. Is this a big thing then? Do we need the verification?
Yeah, so apparently a lot of people have been actually complaining about Twitter's verification system because people say that basically they can't really tell what it's being used for. So while Twitter maintains that verification is fundamentally intended to confirm an account's authenticity, not signal any sort of endorsement, a lack of real rhyme or reason to actually how they pick who they verify makes it easy for people to conflate the two. So Twitter has actually acknowledged that it has to bring transparency and a clear process to verification and the blue check mark.
Right.
And back in March, CEO Jack Dorsey actually did mention that they wanted to revamp verification. They wanted to allow any user to become verified, and I quote, in a way that's scalable, where Twitter is not in the way and people can verify more facts about themselves and we don't have to be the judge or imply any bias on our part. But now they're saying that they're going to pause work on retooling verification because a task isn't a top priority for them right now. Instead, the Twitter's health, quote-unquote, team is focused on election integrity and combating disinformation ahead of the upcoming U.S. midterm elections in November, as well as other political contests elsewhere.
This should be interesting.
Yeah, so this is a tweet from product lead Kayvon Beckpour, and I hope I got that right. I'm so sorry if I didn't. So this is at Kayviz, basically, K-A-Y-V-Z. It says, we've heard some questions recently about the status of verification on Twitter, so wanted to address directly. Updating our verification program isn't a top priority for us right now. Election integrity is. And then he provided like a little history context thing in the Twitter thread and such like. The company says it will continue to grant verification on an ad hoc basis, but accounts are still verified when they think it serves a public conversation and is in line with their policy. So the thing is for me is that I actually read this article and I was actually thinking, you know, I have no idea how the verification process works. And the amount of verified accounts that I see on Twitter, some of them are not necessarily like people. I think there are like some verified kind of like meme accounts and stuff like that that I've seen. So like, I guess my point is, what is the point of verification? You know, like, isn't it supposed to, if it is supposed to be kind of marking an authentic person's account, like the real, like, let's say Obama or whatever, right? Then yeah, that makes sense. But then you shouldn't extend that to, I don't know, like, I don't really know how to feel about
people
this.
Like me and Jeff Sandu, who both have verified accounts.
The thing is, you guys are kind of public figures, though, so that right. makes sense that you have verified accounts, so other people don't, like, pretend to be you and stuff. But what I don't get is kind of, like, where's the line? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
they don't
even
seem to know why they verify certain people.
Right, right.
No, I mean, as far as I know, the only reason they do it is to make sure that you don't have fake accounts.
Mm-hmm.
That's the number one reason for them. So I think before, like when YouTube used to do it, you needed to paste like a code in your either your website's homepage or something like that, so they
right.
verify that you're the owner of that. And they had like different steps. I don't know how Twitter does it. I don't know what their steps are, or if they have steps at all, or they just choose people. But
I can tell you what their steps are, or what they used to be.
Okay.
You had to have reference to three or four pieces of work that you'd had published, whether it be on a blog or a website or something like that. You had to submit, I believe it was your CV, and I think and how the content that you had delivered has been picked up by other news outlets or something along those lines. Mm-hmm. You know, fairly straightforward stuff. You know, if you're in broadcast, you know, you can just link them to a podcast or you can just link them to whatever. But for, like you say, Chris, but for stuff like meme accounts and stuff like that, it doesn't really make any sense whatsoever for those to have verified ticks next to their name.
No, I actually think it does. I actually think it does. Like, you look at something like 9gag. So 9gag's a meme company. Yeah. There are a few like that, like huge meme makers or providers, and they it's a company. It's a company with a bunch of people working for them. It's not just one person, and they are owned normally by bigger companies, like an umbrella company that has like all of them underneath. But the reason they do it is because they are fake accounts that sort of pretend to be like 9gag, that people can't tell, and then they have fake followers. They use they have means of getting like fake followers and stuff. And then what happens is they sell off their platform to other people who want to post things about, let's say, fake Bitcoin or, you know, scamming people to buy certain things.
So essentially what they do is they use that verified check to amass followers.
Yes.
And then they convert that by selling it to...
No. They can't get the check. So that's the thing. They can't be verified. So the fake accounts, they're just there for a short span of time. They pretend to be 9gag, let's say 9gag, and then they use their post to sort of post about, let's say, like a scam Bitcoin thing. Like, oh, sign up for this or sign up for that. And they use their platform with this many followers, the followers who think that they're 9gag or under 9gag, to sort of direct them to links that are either scam or something that's not true, you know. And then once they get found out, they just get shut down. But it's very short-term things, but it still affects a lot of people.
But, you know, I think the fact that we are so confused about what verification means, how to even be verified in the first place, I feel like that is, I don't think, I do agree with them that there maybe might be more pressing problems on the Twitter platform than verification and that process. But the fact of the matter is, a lot of the stuff that goes on with authenticating certain accounts, even on other social media platforms, are so opaque. Like, you have no idea how the process works. Mm-hmm. And the fact that they have a lot of control over who they choose to verify, fact of the matter is, yes, you are authenticating the account. And I know that that's not technically supposed to be endorsing it, but by authenticating it, you're also saying, yeah, this is the real deal. Like, this is the, you're drawing attention to it still. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like, even though they don't intend to, it is sort of a passive endorsement as well.
Yeah, so that's what I want to say. I was thinking that blue tick has a lot of psychological value.
Yeah.
Like, agreed.
When you see the blue tick, you sort of think that whatever comes out from this person's tweets or this person's thoughts must be true. So I'm thinking,
or have some kind of weight.
Have some kind of weight, even though it might be like complete nonsense. Yeah. As long as you see that tick, it looks like there's some kind of weight. So I was thinking, what if Twitter changes that the blue tick to like a merit system? I know we talk a lot about like social media merits and stuff that come out of China and things like this, but what if what if you misbehave, or you're some kind of a social media nuisance to a point where you're spreading fake news?
You know why that would never happen?
Why?
Donald Trump.
Yeah, so yeah, that's exactly where I was going. It might not happen to him.
He'd be shut down immediately.
It might not happen to him, but if you're someone who's purposely spreading disinformation, should Twitter take away your blue tick?
You know? Yes, I think they should. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
If you're saying something that's against, like, it's obviously not true, then they should
The Russians the didn't collude, you know, I mean, something like
fact,
that.
The fact of the matter is, verification as an authenticity thing creates a sense of trust in what this person is saying.
Yes.
So if you can no longer trust what the person is saying, maybe they shouldn't be verified anymore.
That's what we've just said, right?
Yeah. The main system.
In a nice recap of what we've just said. That was the point.
Right, okay. Good chat. Right, let's go to the messages of what have you got on WhatsApp for us?
We've got one from Balan. He says, I am in many WhatsApp groups, and what I did was I reduced the priority of the app's notification. I applied to other apps as well, since Oreo's feature does differ from previous platform. Oreo being the new Android platform. Yeah. Yeah.
Christine, anything over on the Twitterverse?
Ironically, no.
We've had a couple more messages via Instagram. Kai has responded saying, as soon as I'm added into a WhatsApp group, I immediately mute it for a year. That sounds about right. Lisa Barong Hantu has said, I shut them off from the very beginning, notifications free. That sounds like heaven. I'd kind of like to be able to do that, but we can't do that, right? Mm. We're in that situation where it's like we've said, we have to be part of that conversation because of the industry that we're in for the most part.
Yes. Mm.
But there are those pockets of privacy over the weekend, which are a blessing, you know, where we can kind of avoid it until the Sunday evening kind of ding ding, and you know about 7 p.m. on a Sunday evening what and who that is from, right?
I mean, there is the mute 8 hours function.
There is the mute. Yeah.
I mean, for us specifically, for us, it would be kind of irresponsible if we knew about the Parliament walkout on a Tuesday evening instead, like 24 hours after it happened.
Yeah.
know, so I think sometimes you have to be in that loop whether you like it or not.
There's no getting out of it, is there? Keep the messages coming in, folks. WhatsApp 018-789-8899 on Twitter and on Instagram at BFM Radio. What do you do when you get too many notifications on your phone? How do you cope with it? Do you put it on DND? What do you do? Let us know. Get in touch via WhatsApp 018-789-8899 or on Twitter and Instagram at BFM Radio. Let's have a little bit of music whilst we have a short break. Eric Clapton is coming up with She's Waiting. When we get back, story number three. Does Facebook profit from extreme content? Arvin has the details, all coming up in just a few minutes on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.